WRPB 448 monitoring.
WRWF 516 Dundee, Michigan.
WRPB 448 monitoring the frequency.
WRWF 516 Peter Burke, Michigan. Good morning. WIZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, we are mobile.
WRZP 820, I also am mobile. Royal Oak, Michigan. Give it a hand there, Bob.
Good morning to you, sir. Hopefully you'll enjoy your day and be safe out there, Roger.
Nothing planned. Come and see. You have a great day as well. WRGP 820, clear. On your final.
Always a pleasure, sir. Always a pleasure. You be safe and best to you and yours. WRGP 544.
WSQB-B87.
WSTI 392, looking for 783.
WSBQ 996, you in there? This is WRWV 489.
WSBQ 996, monitoring the channel.
What, you can't hear me, Polly?
Yeah, I hear you, Mike.
Yeah, those parts should be in today sometime.
Okay, when they come in, just give me a call, let me know how much, and I have your money ready.
Roger. WRWD 489 will be standing by monitoring.
WRZT 820.
WSBM 993 monitoring. WSBM 993, radio check. Patient calling, not able to read you, very unreadable. Check loud and clear on this end, WSBM 993.
Whiskey 7, Charlie Zebra, 10 mobile, monitor.
Station 392, station 392, this is WSCI 783, copy. WRWR 357.
WRZZ 873 radio check.
This is TSW 428. You're coming in loud and clear. Over.
Copy that. Thank you. I'm downriver in South Bay, Lincoln Park area.
TSW 428, you have a lovely day, sir.
Copy that, you do the same, and I'm going to go ahead and go be clear.
Good copy.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. WRFK 309, Wyandotte, Robert. We'll be outside monitoring.
This is TSW 428. How's everybody doing today on this lovely Thursday morning?
Well, unless you travel back in time, I'm doing great in this Thursday afternoon. We're not going to get many more days like this.
Oh yeah, enjoy while you last. Over.
I'm just bummed I gotta be inside for the next 5 hours. It's WRWR 357.
WGS 357, that is an absolute bummer. You gotta stay inside and on this lovely day for 5 hours, man. I feel bad for you. Over.
I'm just praying we get like this on Saturday and Sunday, because I'll be outside all day, both days, and I would love it to be like this.
Well, WGS 537 is going to be 87 degrees on Saturday, so you might have some luck with that. Over.
I'm not sure if you're driving near you, but make sure if you are in your home county, avoid Van Dyke right now. There's an accident, and it's all jammed up.
You head off of Van Dyke, all jammed up from an accident. Over.
Yeah, northbound, just north of M59.
Do you know what type of collision it was? Oh.
I couldn't quite see. It didn't look too bad. But they had everyone kind of pushed over to one lane. And while the tow trucks and all that were kind of picking up the vehicles. And but Van Dyke's already been a nightmare south of... northbound south of Hall Road. So once I got through that, I thought I was done. Then I ran into that. But I got to where I needed to be and then had to turn around.
Everybody okay in the accident?
Yeah, it didn't look like a bad one. Like, you know, maybe airbags deployed, that's about it.
Well, that's good. At least they're both okay.
All right, enjoy the rest of this beautiful day. I'm rolling to my location. This is WRWR357.
All right, WRWR357, you have a lovely day. Signing off the net.
Station out there, 983. This is WIUG 488, copy. Oh, I guess not. WIUG 488, clear.
WSBM 993 Jack, WIA 488. SBM 993 clear and monitoring.
WRYR503, listening. No, Sheboygan Bob, if you're out there, give me a call.
WIZP544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
Hey buddy, how you doing?
All systems go here, how about yourself, sir?
I'm doing so good I can hardly stand it.
Well, Roger, then there's a need for a damn good day, Roger.
Yeah, I expected rain and snow and porcupines and whatever, but yeah, I've been outside most of the day here. Kind of nice. I'm cleaning up one of my properties so I can do some deer hunting here.
Plenty of sunshine here. Let's see, currently 67 degrees, so all in all, another good day.
Well, it takes the nice weather, because we don't get much of it. So, you know, downstate, even when you have nice weather, people tend to not know how to drive and, you know, do silly things.
Oh, yeah, I can relate up here. They're on vacation and we're in their way. But it's all good. All good. So, working on more cleanup today, are you?
Yeah, I was just trying to get it all cleaned up and get some wood put out here and get a propane tanks, that and all that stuff. Roger that. You're not missing a thing here, just putzing around the house here. Little of this, little of that, Roger. Roger, Roger. Well, I'm going to let you go. I'll talk to you later, maybe tomorrow. Sounds like a plan. I'll give you a shout tomorrow as well. Enjoy your day. Be safe. And need anything, give a holler if we can do it. We'll help you out there. WRZP 544, clear on your final, sir. Okie-dokie, take care. This is WRYR 503, signing off.
WSEU 202, and we're just listening in. Come on.
WRVP 690 Mobile.
WRUG 488, this is WRHW 478. Hey Jack, this is Howard on foot. How are you? WRHW 478. You're coming in pretty scratchy. I can barely hear you.
Any better?
Yeah, sir. That's much better. Hey, I just wanted to see how things went. I believe it the other night at your test. I think you said you couldn't make it due to something going on, and you're going to retake it somewhere else.
I don't know if you know that Yusika got Hamfest show. I'm going to be there and find out maybe they have one or they don't have one anymore. I don't know yet. And if they do, then I will or go back.
I am taking mine. I'm actually taking a class through Schoolcraft College, and on the last night, they're doing the tech class. It's out in Livonia area. I don't know if that's too far for you, but I could ask if it's open to anybody else.
Yeah, well, Livonia is a little bit long drive, but that's okay. You can ask and find out.
Very good. I will do that and get back to you tomorrow. Class is from 7 to 9 tonight. So I will let you go. Good hearing from you, and you have a good night. WRHW478, standing by, monitoring.
Class is to go in. Is that what it is?
I'm sorry, say again, Jack.
Classes, is it on the Zoom? Or what, do you have to go there?
Yeah, the class is Zoom or in person. I'm out in the area, so I'm doing it in person. The second to the last night is review. And then the last night, which I think is November 14th, is the in-person test.
That's good, with no problem at all. I like the Zoom test because I got Zoom in my computer, and I like that. Roger?
Copy that. I've done stuff on Zoom, but I figured if I really wanted to focus, I need to be there in person, less distractions at the house.
I couldn't figure, it doesn't get in my head right now, but I did register with them, but they have not emailed me back yet.
All right. Are you doing any practice tests on the computer or on your phone app?
I did. I came up with 65. I was on the ham test. Ham test. And it came out to 65.
I've been using hamstudy.org for the past month, doing the study portion of it, and then started doing the ham test, you know, the practice test, and there was all this focus on it right now. I did an 82 and an 88, but I still want a little more practice before I would do the test.
Yeah, you gotta go a little bit more. That's what I'm trying to do, too, right now. Roger?
Yep, that's the best thing. Just keep hammering at it, and eventually it'll sink in.
That ham study is a good app. It costs $4, but I don't mind that. But it's a good app. Even if you don't know it, do not know it, go on top there in the corner, and it tell you which one is it, which is that's all you need to do.
Yeah, that's kind of how hamstudy.org is set up. You do the studies, and you answer the question, and then it tells you right then and there if it's right or wrong, and you can see the right answer, and then you go on to the next one, and then when you do the practice test, you go through all the 35 questions, and then at the end they grade it and let you review the right answers if you got any wrong. And that one was free.
That's what I did about 2 days ago. I went on that, and I went, they gave me 35 questions, and I answered 20 of them.
That's a good start. Just keep practicing. That's all I'm doing. I do it at lunch, on my breaks at work, just before I go to bed. Any free moment I got, I'll pull it up and just go through a couple questions here and there.
I think that's the best thing to do. Keep at it till you go there. That's what it is. You gotta keep at it every day till you go there, maybe half an hour to 1 hour. You know what I mean? Till you go there to take a test. And when you go, before you go to test, keep at it too. Then you remember all that.
Yes, sir. I don't know about you, but at 60 years old, I never thought I'd have to be studying and taking tests again.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I'm 72. So I don't know.
Well, you got a young-sounding voice then.
That's what they said.
All right, Jack, I'm pulling in tonight at home, so I will inquire on that, on the class, and I'll get back to you probably tomorrow afternoon on my way home from work. You have a good evening. Good talking to you. WRHW478, clear on your final.
Good to hear from you. Good talking to you. You take care, and you have a good evening. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. WIUG48.
SBM 993 monitoring.
WSCA.
WSCY 42, anybody got a copy of the radio check? That's Motorola 1225, just got it up and running.
This is WSDZ 713. 311, do you copy?
Yes, sir, 713. Go ahead.
WRZ 873, radio check.
WSBS 311.
Yes, I copy. You're coming through. Down a little bit. That's what I'm trying to check out.
I don't know if somebody was keying up on you. Could you repeat that last message, please?
Yes, I did hear that key up also. No, I was wondering if I was sounding, you're sounding really good right now, and I'm just wondering if I got a little battery.
Well, you're sounding most excellent about 90% of the time, and then, yeah, I can't tell if that's a key up or that's something that you're in, just distortion coming out of it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I was sitting inside, and I was doing some stuff in the kitchen, and I had it on, and I could hear everybody, but I was getting a lot of different static from other people, and I thought, well, but normally, I can hear, you know, when people talk, so that's, I heard a little conversation with Jack with a ham operator, and if you're hearing Jack, hello. So, yeah, that's what I was wondering, and yeah.
Yeah, it's very strange what's happening. Yeah, you're coming through really clear, and then all of a sudden there's just sort of like a fade-in of distortion, and it fades out. Hey, let's go over to Simplex and give that a shot.
I'm going to be bumping the Simplex, but if you just want to do a check, then you sound good. Came, 842, you came in awful quiet that second time around,
and I'm not too sure what you have to say. I put the I put it up to my ear, but try again. Go ahead. You're actually clear, but just not loud, so I don't know if you're talking away from the microphone or not.
I'm talking right into it. Is that any different?
Yes, it's much better.
Okay, I think this is a noise-canceling microphone.
Yeah, I'm outside on a handheld a TID radio, and I was checking with another friend. I was going to bump the Simplex right now. We want to see if we're a couple miles apart. Okay, very good. You have a nice night. This is WSDZ713. Out.
It's 713. I'm going to Simplex as well now. WSBS 311. Clear.
WSDZ713, do you copy?
Yeah, I got 713. Yeah, I don't know what was going on there. At the last transmission there, it was absolutely like nothing. I mean, I could hear a couple of crackles coming through, but I know you were trying. So I don't know what's changed. I hate to ask you a question. What antenna do you have on there?
Oh, the new one that you gave me.
Oh, that piece of crap. No, actually, that should be good. I don't know. Maybe it's just whatever the conditions are right now that we're pushing it past the limit, it appears.
Yeah, but I sound okay right now, don't I? And, because on the Simplex, I don't know, unless I try a different channel or we go to a different code, maybe.
I don't believe that will make any difference. No, you sound fantastic right now. So I think we should just, you know, give it a try, you know, another time. But like I say, I'd like to see what happens. Since I've got my mobile antenna sitting here, which works fine for me, that I can reach you no problem. But you take that Yagi of mine and just, you know, stick it in your garage, point it this way, and let's see if it makes any difference.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good.
That sounds good. I want to definitely get a mobile antenna and do that too. I sit in traffic, and there's a lot of times that I know it's not, I can just turn on the radio and get a traffic report, but if somebody's sitting out there when there's an accident or something like that, I think a lot of times people should know that. Think of all that stuff that went on in North Carolina, Tennessee. Those people are communicating that way right now. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, agreed. And it's, they're inexpensive enough. I was going to say, if one of these days, maybe stop here, on your way home. I've been away most of the day for the last week with whatever, running around doing stuff, but I should be around for a while. So why don't you, if you got time, just swing in here on your way home, and I'll give you the, he'll show you what I've got hooked up on the truck. Pretty simple stuff.
Well, tomorrow might be a good day. Tomorrow after work, I've been getting off at 3:30 now, so maybe about 4:15 I could swing by. What do you think?
I think it sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, there are times that I don't know if I'm listening to people, and I don't know, because sometimes they sound good, sometimes they don't, and I never, pipe in to see, I'm sitting on, in the house, but, obviously with the kind of up and out of the thing, and I'm by a door wall, and I'm, pointed towards, let's say east, to the water, but I don't know. I don't know why sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad, other than, weather conditions.
Oh, now you want to get into the technical stuff. I don't understand it myself, but you sound great right now. So, let's go for it tomorrow. I might even have a cold one here for you. Sure you could handle that, I would imagine. And you can check out the new e-bike at the same time.
Okay, that sounds good. I got something on the stove. Renee's not home right now, and I want to get that. I got to make sure it's not boiling over now. And anyway, so WSTZ 713, good talking to you. Glad everything's okay, other than my simplex talking.
We'll figure it out one way or another. Okay, get over there to the stove. Don't burn the house down. I'll talk with you tomorrow. WSBS 311, standing by.
WSEU202, and we're just sitting here spinning around.
WRZX 218 in the mobile in Milan.
Two one eight, you sounding good, and I'm over here.
Copy that, Jack. We just filmed top of a viaduct at US 23, so it should be coming in pretty good. Over.
Roger to the hills.
Copy that. All right, we'll talk to you when I get back home. About a half hour. WRZX 218, we're clear.
All right, talk to you later. WIUG 488.
WSBQ 996 calling WRWB 489. Yell to the mic. WRWB 489. Yell to the mic. No reply from WRWB 489, WSBQ 996, standing by.
WFDM 993 for radio check. WSAV 293, WSBM 993.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WSEV 843
Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 in the mobile monitoring.
Station PF 297.
So 297, good evening to you. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile over here in Bridgeport right now.
Roger, this is Ohio, east of about 35 miles.
Okay, I got you there, Ohio. Yeah, that's a pretty good distance from where I'm at there.
Yeah. Same tones as that one down there by Detroit. Yeah, I get you guys all the time.
Yeah, definitely a good system. Hoping it lasts.
I never have a problem. Usually all winter long. I've probably got 25 contacts up there all the way up the Saginaw Bridge.
Yeah, I've heard some people there in Ohio every now and again, and I thought at one point one of the Indiana ones was going to tie in, but I'm not quite sure that that ever happened. I want to say Indianapolis, but I'm not sure that they ever came up on the system or not.
I've heard talk chatter from over there. You know, they're not linked, meters, but if the weather's right and, you know, everything's good.
That's what it all comes down to, you know, is the conditions. You have the best system in the world, but if the conditions are horrible, then, you know, that's what you're going to get.
Yeah, Roger. Hearing from you up there. I'm good here. I'm 5x5, man.
Awesome. I don't know if you're mobile or not. You were kind of chopping up in the beginning there, but you're sounding good now.
I'm on my 50-watt base station. So, yeah, I'm up about 45 feet in the air, nothing too high.
Okay.
But yeah, but I'm probably about 15 miles from Lake Erie.
Gotcha. Yep, definitely sounding good up here on that machine that you got there.
Repeat your break, WRGN 607.
We're going to be on the side here for a minute. We're going to go to the drive-thru here and get us some dinner. So we will be monitoring, though. It was nice chatting with you. Hope you have a good evening. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 Mobile.
Roger that, 810-297. I'm listening. Last call station, this is 297. I hear you, but you're broken.
Okay, 297, understandable. I am 270 miles away in North Virginia, New York. Conditions must be pretty good. I thought I'd give it a shot, but you're probably not reading much of it. You have a great night. We'll talk to you soon. WRKX607.
Roger that. I heard you at a little bit of the transition, 270 miles away. 270 miles away. Yeah, we're doing good, brother. Let them clouds look a little colder. We'll be able to talk like you're next door.
Copy that. You have a great night. I just thought I'd give it a shot. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. WRKX607.
Roger that, 607-297, I'm listening.
Yeah, 607, that station out there, 607, this is WIUG 88 in Rochester Hills, Michigan, copy?
Yes, sir, I have a copy. It's getting a little bit rough on this end, but I think the window is closing on us, this long range communication. But I do copy, there's a lot of static in the background. I'm sure you're hearing the same thing on your end.
So that, where are you about in New York?
Last calling station, you definitely have a mic problem. Check your mic connections because you're clipping.
South of Buffalo, New York.
Correct, Buffalo, New York. Well, good to hear you guys out there. I have another gentleman there. He calls all the time, and he didn't have no problem. And 607, give me one more time your call sign. Mine is WRUG 48 in Rochester Hills, Michigan. Roger. Station 607. You still out there? Was that was Eric out there? 297. Yeah, 297. Is that you, Eric, out there? How about station 218? That's station 218. WIUG 48, copy?
WSAD 296, I got a copy on you, Jack.
Hey, you, Garrett?
Yeah, it's Greg in Ohio, Jack. How you doing?
Very good. How about you? Did you hear that guy from New York, from Buffalo, New York?
I did. WRJX 607, New York. I heard him on there. I had him loud and clear.
you do me a favor, repeat his call sign again, now I can put it down. Heck, I got you.
I can hear you. I don't know if you can hear me. This is WSCF 297, Eric Actual, Cleveland, Ohio. I got you.
Yeah, Jack, that guy's call sign was Whiskey Romeo Juliet X-Ray 607. Whiskey Romeo Juliet X-Ray 607.
607. I do, yeah. Hey, how you doing? I haven't heard you guys in a long time.
If you can relay for Jack, tell him Eric hears him in Ohio.
Yeah, copy that, Eric. Yeah, I got a good copy on you. This is WSAD 296. This is Greg in Ohio. Can you hear him, Jack?
I did. I heard him, yeah. Roger?
Two 97. Sounds like Jack's got a hand mic problem either that or it's just the distance.
Yeah, he's cutting in and out a little bit, but, yeah, it looks like the band's opened up pretty good tonight. I can hear that guy from New York just clear as a bell when you were talking to him.
That was New York? Where was that call sign on New York?
Whiskey Romeo Juliet X-Ray 607.
And 607, that's you? I'm sorry, I'm trying to do a million things at once.
No, negative. I was relaying the gentleman's call sign from New York. I'm WSAD 296, Greg in Ohio.
Greg, where are you at?
Not far off the South Shore of Lake Erie, right over by the Davis-Besse Nuclear Power Station.
Roger that, Greg. I got you to the book. I just don't have my book right here. Yeah, I'm over here in Chardon. I was thinking maybe out here in New York before you would.
Yeah, Roger that. I think we've talked before.
Yeah, I know both of you.
Yeah, we had an F-9 solar flare earlier today, so I kind of figured that UHF was going to open up.
Jared. Greg, you still out there? Yeah, Roger that, Jack. Go ahead. Do that, Jack. I got you. How are you guys doing out there? Never heard of you guys long time.
I've been working
yeah,
a lot.
I've been pretty busy
trying to push
up radio
for the winter time and hay season again. But, yeah, I'm good, Jack. How are you?
Good. Let's take your turn. Roger.
Go ahead.
I copy, Jack.
Everything's
good.
Greg.
As long as you're good, we're all good.
Now? Are you on a
handheld or a PlayStation? What's going on? I'm there in North Carolina. It's amazing what work we could do up here. I wish we could do the same down there.
Yeah, Roger that. I've been listening to a lot of the HF traffic over there, and I was on with Florida talking to a guy in Tallahassee when the hurricane hit. Some pretty bone-chilling stories coming out of there.
Yeah, if you're an American citizen and you're not mad at this point, I don't know what to say. I don't even want to talk about it. I'm disgusted. But that's just me. And hey, Jack, man, I'm glad you're good. Good to hear from you.
I know, I haven't heard you guys in a long time. I've been calling and calling and nobody answered. Roger? Hey, roger that, Jack. No, I just haven't been on. I haven't been on in the night when I was on. I couldn't get through to anybody, even on the local repeaters. There was nothing. It was silence. Good to hear you guys out there, and good talking to you. And let's do it again. WIUG, Queen A, Rochester Hills. Roger that, Jack. I ain't going anywhere anytime soon. At least I don't think I am. But I'm here. It'll get better. Get a little colder out. It gets better every day. Yeah, roger that, Jack. Did you see the Lion King? Gotta be better than my Browns. I see. All right, Eric, you take care, and I'll be on the side anyhow. Greg, you still there? Yeah, go ahead, Jack. You're on the home base right now? Because you're sounding loud and clear. Yeah, that's affirmative. We're on the base station right now. Ask you, Greg, what's the name of that radio you got out there? Mine is DB20G. We're out of DB20G. Roger? Yeah, roger that. Yeah, this is a Wilson Ocean KG1000G+. 50 watts. I heard that they're hell of a radios, and they are, really, but they're a little bit expensive. Roger? Yeah, that's no lie. They're a little pricey, but I got a whole pile of expensive radios sitting here, so I built my station up nice, so I figured buy once, cry once. And I got my antenna about 25 feet in the air, so 4297, I got you here in Cleveland. I see what you're saying. Anyhow, that's probably Eric out that way. He wants to talk to you. Go ahead, Eric. You guys go ahead. Take care. I'm going to stand by for short. WIUG 488. Yeah, UG 488. Good talking to you, Jack. And we'll be around. WSAD 296. Station 544, WIUG 488. 544, this is WIUG 488. Copy. CFCF 297, I switched free. Is this any better up there? WSCF 297, I'm listening. Guys. Station 5. WIUG 3-day, copy.
Share of the work, still pretty beat. Just finishing up, man. Running out to grab some couple of cold beers and bring some food home. And then tomorrow, a little bit of cleanup and pretty much.
I do that. Well, good to hear you, sir. 850. I'm glad to hear you out there. And there's a band open tonight. I don't know if you know that or not. A while ago, I talked to Buffalo, New York, 670. Roger.
Yeah, where was he, Jack?
And he's from Buffalo, New York.
Oh, yeah, that's one heck of an opening. So there you go. Well, very good. Well, the nice thing is when they finally shut all this linking down for good, for real, then, at least you'll have that occasionally. And it seems to happen quite a bit, so enjoy it while you can.
Right about that. That's no problem at all. Anyhow, good to hear you. You got your destination yet or not yet?
Hey, last calling station, this is in the linked repeater. I'm using the repeater out of Painesville, Ohio. I am 247 miles away. I'm not linked. So I'm sorry, but propagation messes with your radio transmissions, but I'm not changing anything.
Yeah, like I know. I'm talking to Jack. Jack and I are on a link system, so... Thank you for that, though. Anyhow, Jack, I'll let you carry on. It sounds like the band's a percolating, and a lot of people don't know what we got running up here, so we'll clear out. But I'm going to get to my chowfutsky and get on with my evening. Catch you later. WRUU 850.
Sean, good to hear you. Take care. You have a good evening. I'll talk to you Saturday anyhow. I'll see you there Saturday. WIUG, please.
I can hear you. You're coming in kind of broken.
I don't know why. I don't know, maybe, hey, you know what? Is it going to be sunshine by you guys out that way? Or you need to unplug your hand mic and plug it back in, or check your push-to-talk. I think it's sticking. How about now? Is that any better?
We are at W329.
329-297, I got you loud and clear.
Yeah, how you doing today, this evening, 297?
Been on in a while, but I'm listening tonight, man.
Yeah, bring it back again. I didn't have my volume up. I didn't copy that last one.
Haven't been on in a while. I'm just listening, and yeah. I'm here. I got you. Loud and clear.
All right, I copy that. Yeah, I was doing some monitoring earlier. I had the radio on. I was up trying to get the leaves out of the pool before I close it up there. Should have had it closed already, but it's definitely slipping.
Maybe nobody wants to put anything away this time of year. I'm not looking forward to it.
I try to get a lot of stuff wrapped up before actually the weather gets cold and you're not outside in the cold trying to do it.
Yeah, believe me, I got a pile of stuff on my list before the farm gets shut down, so I'm right there with you, brother.
Yeah, I copy that. When you say farm, yeah, that's a lot of work there, for sure. Equipment, fields, yeah, that's a lot of work.
And it's deer season and fall turkey going on, too, so it's kind of hard not to go take care of that and take care of this. So it is what it is. But I'm surprised we didn't get scolded yet.
I copy that. Yeah, I'm trying to get out there myself in the woods, but I haven't been able to do that yet. It's still pretty warm out, though. Maybe the weather get a little cooler or get a good frost. Maybe some deer start moving around.
Roger, it's postseason. They haven't hit the rut down here in a while yet, so we'll see what it is.
All right, I copy that. Where you at? Again, where you at? I think I talked to you before, I believe.
Yeah, Roger, I'm about 35 miles southeast of Cleveland.
Okay, I'll copy that. I'm over here in Clinton Township, so I guess we're a little ways away. But, definitely clear signal tonight.
Yeah, I'm talking on the Painesville repeater, and it's bouncing off that one up there in Detroit. But, yeah, I already got scolded once tonight by the radio Nazis complaining about the
okay, I copy that. I heard another station coming in through with you. I don't know if there's another station out there trying to get on.
I got accused of using a link repeater, and it's the same dude up there. He's up there in Detroit. He complains every time. It's not my fault. He doesn't have an antenna. He's not pushing 50 watts, but he feels it's his need to tell me I can't talk on my local repeater, so it's called propagation, but then, you know, he's definitely a Democrat.
I copy that.
Hi,
man. Nice talking to you. Call it a night there, copy? Yourself a good evening. We'll talk to you again another time. WRNW329 will be clear for now.
Roger that, 329-297, I'm listening. Yeah, I got you, Jack, but you're really broken.
Eric, that's not me out there. There's somebody else out there. Roger?
Roger that, Jack. I'm just listening. Jack, yeah, I don't know who's trying to call me, but it's broken real bad. But I'm listening, so you have a good night, Jack.
Harry, you take care and you have a good day. I'll talk to you tomorrow anyhow. Take care. WIUG, pretty clear.
BSCF 297, I'm listening. You have a good night, Jack.
Out there with the big 50 watt.
Okay. Yes, 297, Cleveland, 50 watt.
Curious what frequency you're sending your message to.
EMS. 20, repeater channel 20, tone 144.
Okay, that's interesting. 625, which is channel 20. Station very, very warbly. Over.
Pretty capped up, huh?
Last call in the station, WSCF 297. I'm working on 462-675 with a tone of 141.3 out of a Painesville repeater. Painesville, Ohio.
I think that's the part of the repeater.
You must be propagating to one of ours in Michigan, because there's no, in this network, I don't believe there's a repeater in Ohio. Over.
Oh, go on GMIGMRS.com. It's out of Painesville, Ohio. 462-675. It's an open system. Request only.
Oh, okay. I mean, maybe it is connected to our network. I didn't think it was, though. I thought maybe you're propagating over to one of the repeaters in Michigan that is connected to the MI8 network.
Negative. I'm using my repeater, and it's bouncing, propagating across to the repeater, which is on the same tone and the same freak right there in Detroit.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. You're using your own repeater, but it's sending it to our repeater. Got it.
And it happens when it gets cold and the lake is right and the clouds are right, and if the leaves go off the tree, it's like you're docking right next door.
Yeah, you're definitely super clear. Anyway, I'm going back in. WRZL 736, clear.
Still in there, Jack? Sir, go ahead. All right, I got my chicken Rogan Josh with my rice and naan bread and six-pack of my favorite dark beer, and I'm ready to go home and enjoy some Indian cuisine with some beer. So it's all good.
I'm good. It sounds really good, John. It really is. Indian food is good, you know. I don't know if you ever been one on the Orchard Lake. There's an Indian restaurant over that way. I was out there a couple of times, and they had the good stuff.
Well, you know, I don't know if you noticed that, but I'll try anything, right? You know, I especially like foods that are exotic or unusual. Not that Indian's really exotic or unusual, but, you know, it's, for me, it is, you know, it's not native. And I try, you know, I love Thai, and I love Vietnamese, and I love Chinese, of course, you know, and all this. And so, you know, I've tried Indian. I've been to, like, several places around me, and it's okay. You know, it's nothing I really, you know, longing to go back for. But then I found this place about 2 miles from me, but it's not where I would normally go. It's south of me and over one mile, just a couple of miles from where we meet for breakfast. And oh my God, it changed my whole mind on this. They are so good. So I've been there like 4 times now, and I've got a newfound appreciation for Indian cuisine.
There's no shawarma.
That's good, Sean. That's really good. You know, sometimes they give you some rice with that too, or no?
Yeah, I heard the other station in there with the shawarma. Oh, you betcha. I love Middle Eastern, all different varieties. We have I don't know where you're coming from or where you're coming in from, but where I live, we have a very large population of Chaldean people, and so their food is a little different, and we have a Lebanese population, and theirs a little different, and it's all just yummy and good, and I love that. And this place, though, is, like I said, I wasn't warming up to Indian until I found this place. But this one is called Bismala, and it's at 10 Mile and Ryan, and I've had two or three things there, and all of it is just outstanding. So they got it going on.
Yeah, Roger, WSCF 297, Cleveland. Yeah, there's
good swarm of good donor kebabs, man. Give it to me.
Oh yeah, yeah, you know it, you know it. We have a we're lucky here because we got a large Middle Eastern population, different flavors and all that. So you know you can get it's just a smorgasbord of Middle Eastern cuisine in this area. So, and I do love it. Where I live in particular, we have a very high population of Vietnamese. So I get pho. I don't know if you've ever had pho, but it's the Vietnamese rice noodle soup, and oh God, I love that. One of the best places for it's like a half mile from my house. All right, guys, I'm pulling up at home. I got my vittles, and I want to get inside and eat them while they're hot and crack myself a beer because I am sore from demoing a garage today. Jack, I'll turn it over to you for your final, and then I'm going to get inside and start eating. WRUU 850, and after Jack Cleveland, we'll catch you in a bit.
Good night, 850-297. I'm cleared, and I'm listening.
Enjoy it, Sean. You take care, and have a good evening. Enjoy that food. And have a beer with that food, anyhow. Talk to you later. WRUG 48.
WRUG 488, this is WRHW 478.
Yes, sir, go ahead, 478.
Hey, Jack, it's Howard. I just got out of that class we talked about earlier, and I talked to the instructor, and he said the testing's open. All I gotta do is $15 and you can get to take the test.
What was that test? Do you know?
I'm sorry, say that again.
What day is that test is?
I believe that would be Thursday, November 14th. Give me a second, I'll confirm.
So I don't have to call him or anything. Just walk in, correct?
Sir, just walk in.
I think I just wrote it down, and I got to find out what's your address and all that, anyhow. And, well, thank you. Anyhow, are you going to be out there, too?
Yep, I'll be there. If you got something to write on, I'll give you my phone number. You shoot me a text. I can send you the information with the address.
You know what? Do me a favor. I don't want your phone. But I'm going to give you my email and send you an email with your phone number. It's safer that way.
That's fine. Let me know when you have something to write down. WRHW478, Jackie's still there?
Hey, Nate, N-A-T-E. You got that? N is in Nancy. A is in Apple, T is in Tom, A is in Eat.
Hang on a second, let me pull over. All right, go ahead again, Jess.
N, Nate, N-A-T-E, N is in Nancy. A is in Apple, T is in Tom, A is in Eat. 3801 at MSN.com.
All right, what I got is Nora Apple Tango,
83801.
MSN.com.
One more time. A is in Nancy. A is in Apple. T is in Tom. E is in Eep. E is in Eep. 3801.
Copy, he is in Edward. I got you. All right. I'll shoot you something out either tonight or tomorrow.
Echo. Oh, no problem. Good to hear you back. You take care. Safe drive. WIUG 48.
Thank you, Jack. WRHW 478, clear station.
Well, now I can go tell my mama what the big boys eat. That's the guy from Isabella County? Oh, you can hear me now? I hear you, but you're cutting off. How you doing? I really don't know. I've been switching antennas around here and don't think I'm working very good. You're sounding good, but you got another radio behind you there working. The echo. Roger? I'm going to have to get me a different mic on this thing. I think it's picked up too much. Yeah, I got a bunch of antennas here. I got three base antennas. Two of them are like 46, 7 foot in the air to the bottom of them. And the one little one on top. Two of them are dual banders, and the other one is just a GMRS antenna. That's gone. Which one are you on? The GMRS antenna?
I'm cleared.
I didn't think I was even getting out, so I just tried them out. I know the one works there, but that's straight GMRS. They talk a lot on MERS. Well, I said, I was just saying. You can hear me. I'll quit saying stuff out here. I haven't heard you out there at all. You can hear me. I was talking to somebody else here for a minute. Half time I'm grabbing the wrong microphone. Yeah. Anyhow, good to hear you back. You take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48, clear. All right. Thanks, Jack. Good to know I'm making it over there. I apologize here. Good to hear you. Appreciate you there, Mr. So, all right. WSDY 438. Still working on our antennas here. Couple of them are telescopic.
WRW761, radio check, let's go out.
WSEU202, that last transmission sounded like someone was sitting too close to the power lines.
Yeah, I'm over here in Kentucky, Ohio.
You say you were making that trip over there from Ohio to 202.
Yeah, Roger.
Roger, Sandusky, Ohio, by Cedar Point.
There you go, Ohio by Cedar Point. You're hitting about 10 miles up here in Detroit.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, most of your atmosphere is going to get all kinds of scattered from all over the place.
Yeah, we can hear you pretty good up here. It just sounds like you're sitting there next to the power line. WS. Go ahead, Jack.
WSDD 439, Central Michigan. Standing by.
WSEU 202, we hear you, Central Michigan.
I'm up here in Flushing, so the guy in Sandusky was making it up to Central Michigan, probably all the way up to the top, but I can vouch for Flushing, Michigan.
Yep, I was waiting for him to keep back up to answer up to you, but I guess he's gone out of there. We'll see. We'll sit quiet and see if he comes back through. 202, we're back.
It's probably an in and out propagation. You know, you're here 1 minute and it's on the next. Yeah, I just realized I'm sitting in a pretty good situation where I'm at, where I could talk on a handheld and sound pretty good. I tried this thing up in Saginaw, and I couldn't hit any of the repeaters up there at all. I think I might have gotten a little bit of one on when I was on top of the Zilucky Bridge, but that was about it.
I think I might have heard you talking about that earlier this afternoon, like a couple times tonight.
I was trying earlier this afternoon, I was trying the Mayville repeater and the Saginaw repeater. I think I heard Jack in there on his bass and all, but I didn't have enough oomph to get to the repeater myself.
Yeah, let it get a little colder tonight, and yeah, you can hit it up there. I've hit it a couple times. That's kind of funny. I had them on here earlier, just dragging off.
Yeah, I was sitting in the Saginaw Valley State parking lot, and I was trying Mayville, I was trying Saginaw. Couldn't hit either one of them from there.
Well, if you get out there, where you can hit WRZP 544 Bob up there in Sheboygan, he usually comes back to everybody if he can hear you.
I talk to Bob quite often. I'm just from here anyways, from Flushing. I'm just in a good spot, I guess, where I can hit this repeater here in Flint. Fairly easy, and I've got no problems from here. It's just when I leave the comfortable confines of my QTH here in Flushing, when I start going out about, it gets stingy and doesn't want to get out on me or for me.
That's just on that handheld little rubber duck antenna.
Yep, I got a TID radio H. This is the H8. I also have an H3. They both get out from here. Enjoy a 771D antenna on it. And I can talk them just practically everywhere from here. It's just when I try moving around the, you know, the countryside, it does not work too well.
Yeah, when I go out on my mobile, I usually hook it up to that Midland magnet mount there.
Yeah, I haven't gone out and purchased any other stuff yet. That'll come down the line, though. I probably will, once I get this license taken care of for the tech and or maybe the general. I'm going to get a tower, and one of the antennas off the tower will probably be a GMRS one, just because there seems to be quite a bit of traffic here, and I won't need a whole lot to talk anywhere from here either, so it's all good.
Yeah, there you go. I got this one plugged into, Redivis, 63-inch fiberglass up on top of the house there.
What kind of transceiver do you have?
Put on your seatbelt. One of them bowel fangs, no doubt.
Hey, whatever works. I was thinking I might just get a, I don't know if a outdoor antenna would work inside my house or not, but if, I mean, this seems to be working okay for here anyway. I don't need too much more to get out from right where I'm sitting. Just when I start moving around the countryside. So I might get something for the car maybe, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, it always seems to help for me if I get one like a base station, you know, get an antenna up on the house. I'm a big time CB guy, you know, run 1,000 some watts on that, so the top of my house looks like a damn NASA.
Roger that. I was a CBer way back when. Back when my dad had a unit at the house. We had a Midland base station, all kinds of different microphones, but we pretty much settled on the V104 microphone. We had a slider. It was a 23-channel TV with upper and lower sideband on it. We had a slider that we could get up 240 channels and above, and that's where I usually went to. We had like a four element quad on one end of the house and super penetrator for the standby antenna at the other end of the house.
Yeah, that sounds like quite the rig. Yeah, I'm running that Galaxy DX 2547 off a set of PDL2s about 65 feet in the air. Then I got an Antron on the other end of the house with a standby with a rocket box hooked up to all this. And an RM-IB, I got a RM-IB 700 in the truck, right, which pushes about 500.
Roger that. Sounds like you don't have any problems getting out. I think our base unit, we had... I can't remember the name of the linear we had, but it was pushing about 750. We did pretty well.
Yeah, the RM Italy I got out there has it gets about 500-600 right in there somewhere, 650 if I start driving it hard. And then in the house here, I just got that rocket box 1,000, which I get 1,200 out of that one, but you know, it doesn't do nothing but just piss, make people mad around here, you know.
needless to say, when you key up, you'll probably hear you a few channels up and a few channels down from where you're at.
Yeah, I would imagine so. It's a pretty tight radio, you know. If they're close by, yeah, it definitely splatters through the channels, but when you keep your distance, it's a hobby that's fading fast. You know, I've been at this probably 30 years on that, and people are just so rude and inconsiderate, and it takes so much power to go such a little distance, except for when the skip's rolling. And like right now, I'm, what, 20 watts right now, or, you know, and the radio comes with, what, two, and that just does just fine, and it's nice and polite, peaceful conversations, you know.
Yeah, Roger that. You couldn't have a conversation like this on TV hardly ever. And that's usually why I didn't. If you found me, you found me above 40, channel 40, on lower sideband somewhere, talking to some different state. I found more pleasure in doing that than just talking to local people, because, I mean, most, you know, a lot of people send you bunch of ding-dongs on there, wanting to see how much they could disrupt than anything else.
Oh, it's a constant daily thing on channel 19. Yeah, I usually hit 37 or 38 lower, and I can talk to Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Scotland, and anywhere in the United States, you know, if this gets rolling anywhere at all.
I didn't do too well to the west for some reason. I don't know why. I got out to, like, I think the farthest out that way I got to Montana. I might have gotten California once. Forget Hawaii. I never even heard Hawaii. I think the farthest east I went to was I talked to a guy from Spain. But that was about it, you know, for going east anyway.
During the summer, I was talking to a guy in Puerto Rico and said he was using bamboo as a mast, and it sounded like I was sitting on the porch talking right next to him, talking to him.
Roger that. I think this year and next year, we're still supposed to be in a pretty good sunspot activity. And you should be able to do some walking and talking with all what you got.
Oh yeah, and I'm running that Delta M2 power mic too, so it's loud. It's around here. That's all that's heard around here is me when I key up on 19. You know, except for a couple of people that are just purely ignorant. You know. I don't know. I listen from about 4 until 6 in the morning before I head to work, but it's just pure ignorance, and so I'm just trying to get away from it completely, but it's a habit, you know.
Absolutely. Well, hey, you got the equipment. Might as well go ahead and use it, right?
Yeah, it's you know, it's really nice to use it now that they got away from the analog, all the TV sets around here, because before you couldn't talk on the TV sets, microwaves, baby monitors, I was blowing them all up. Now that everything's went digital, I can crank this puppy up. I mean, I can turn it up so loud that the birds fry on the antenna, you know, and nobody, the neighbors never say nothing.
Well, that's good, except for the fried birds.
If I had
if I had a way of touching the top of that antenna, I'd go out there and let the wife tee up to see if it gets warm, you know.
Yeah, you should check to see if there's a red glow coming from the top.
You know, if I could get a bucket truck over here or something like that, you know, guy with a boom on it, I was thinking about putting a camera up there, which I should have done when I had it down, but I didn't. Oh well.
Yeah, if you know someone with a cherry picker, or just see how much it would cost. It probably cost more than it's worth, probably.
Well, what I normally do is I put a 30-foot mast from the ground up in the air, and then I put a little electric winch to it, and I got a chain hooked up to the mast. And when you hook the cable, I stand on a big old ladder, 12-foot ladder on top of the house, and hook it to that chain, and then let the guy wire loose and just start pushing it over, you know. But it's a PDL, too. It's 16-foot. Wide, 16-foot tall, you know, so it's a big one to get down, man. Makes you kind of nervous, makes your stomach hurt. So I'm just going to leave it right there for now.
Yeah, roger that. I think when I get a antenna, I want to get her done, put her up, leave it alone.
I got a buddy over here that has a rig that he has made to go on his tower that it winches straight up and down the mast, you know. You just put the pole on it and you hit the button and it mechanically just pushes it all the way to the top so he can just take it up and down just as quick as you can cut your grass, you know.
Do you see the tower goes up and down?
No, there's a bucket that hooks to the side of the tower and it runs on a rail, goes up the side of it. You know, you get what I'm saying now?
I think I do. Did he devise that or did he buy it somewhere?
No, it's something he has made. It's just a square bucket that connects to the tower, and it rides the rails on the side of the tower, and he hits the button. There's a cable, and it just pulls it right up to the top, and then it locks it in at the very top.
Okay. I don't know if I would have that much ingenuity to be able to make one of those things.
You ever get around to it, he's a guy, jumbo built amplifiers, the guy makes linears, you know, and that's what he goes on that, if you're looking on Facebook or anything like that, you'll find him on there, and that's what he does. He's a young kid, and that's what he's into, you know. I'm kind of transitioning over to this stuff, I'm getting away from that CV stuff, you know. Like I said, I've been doing it for over 30 years, you know, I'm getting kind of tired of it.
Yeah, once you get to a certain age, you get tired of the hash and trash. Definitely, for sure. All right, I'm going to get out of here. Nice talking to you. I want to let the frequency go. Maybe some other people may want to use it. I don't want to be one of those frequency hogs. Nice talking to you. Down in the Detroit area. Dave, Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439. Here in good old Flushing. We'll talk to you soon, though. And 7-3s to you and the family.
WSEU 202, Scott, over here in Roseville, yep. Have a good night. Good talking to you. Talk at you later.
Loud and clear. How's it going?
Fire's good. How about you?
Can't complain. I'm watching the football game and got it muted while I'm talking.
I see. I'm just in a radio room. That's why. Roger.
Copy that. I heard you talking to the guy from Buffalo earlier.
He said I got in. The guy who sounded really good here, he said I got into that. All I need to do is just say break. We'll let you go.
Copy that. Like I said, I was doing two things at once. I got my eyes on the football game and listening to you guys talk, too.
That's the first time from Buffalo, New York. But there's another guy from New York anyhow. I don't have his call sign out. I have it written down, and I can't get to it right now. And he was fixed from New York, too. He is by Niagara Falls, by the way.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, I heard another guy from, what was it, Chardon, Ohio, said he was talking to a local repeater down there as the same frequency as our 625.
Yeah, well, there's a few of them. I talked to that one, Greg, 296. I don't know if he's still out there or not, if he can hear me or not. Roger.
Copy that, Jack. All right, I just wanted to see how you was doing. I'm going to get back on the side here. WSTH 380, monitoring.
No problem. I didn't go to that test anyhow. It was so dark here about 5:30. I know it's 7 o'clock to start, but I said I'm not going to drive all the way there. I don't know if you want or not.
Yes, I went to the test. I passed my general. I thought I'd talk to you there. You drive a white pickup?
I got the other pickup. It's silver.
Okay, copy that. Well, there was another guy there named Jack. I thought it was you.
No, that was not me. Anyhow, so you passed. That's good, you passed. Now you can get on the big radio. Which one are you going to buy if you're interested to buy one?
I don't know, Jack. I'm going to have to shop around. I haven't even talked on my check license yet or even listened on it. I spend most of my time studying for that journal.
Let me tell you something, before you buy anything, I don't know, you know, to me, I don't care, but let me know, because ICOM 7300 is very popular radio. I don't know if you want to write that down or not, but it doesn't have the HF, that's all it is, but it's got all of them, and they are very popular, but they're a little bit on the expensive side, which is sometimes they run up to $1,100. Some of them is $1,000. Sure.
Yeah, I copy the $1,100. I'm going to shop around, you know, and see. As you probably noticed, I do more listening than I do talking, so I'll take my time getting into it. Over.
I'm glad you passed anyhow, which is good. It'll give you more more channels to go on or more frequency. And which is good. You know, the tech license is only just cover, you know, what we're talking right now on the repeaters. But there's some, a lot of repeaters here too, anyhow, if you want to go on those repeaters. Roger?
Yeah, Roger that. I've got a little bell thing. It's 2 meters, 70 centimeters. And I have a 10-meter radio that I bought for CD. I had it modified so I could talk CD on it. But it's a 10-meter radio.
I mean, you can use that bell thing for that, for those repeaters. But get you a little bit more better than the ball thing. I have one. It's TYT. I don't know if you ever heard of them. But they're good radios. I just got one, too, for a base station. 9600 TYT. Roger?
Copy that, Jack. Yeah, like I said, I have to shop around, see what I want. I'm
going to
jump into it real quick.
Don't be in a hurry. Just take your time. Yeah, no, there's nothing to be in a hurry, really, because you can get in any time you want. Roger?
Copy that, Jack. Slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah. Well, good talking to you. I'm glad for you to get past that, what is that, X-ray, or I believe it's X-ray pass, right?
No, sir, I passed the general. They gave me an opportunity to take the extra. I inadvertently took that, started on that extra test at home on mstudy.org. That's going to take a lot of prep before I can do that one.
Because that's a different, it's a lot of digital out there anyhow. Anyhow, good talking to you. You take care. And they're back out of here anyhow. WIMG for your day is clear.
Have a good one, Jack. WSTH 380. Standing by.
There at Down River and Belleville or somewhere like out that way.
WSTY 438. Just checking the radio.
WRUT 48. WSAA 47 Cleveland. You're on, Jack.
Here's the guy I was looking for. This is WIUG 48. How you doing, Dane?
Hey, just good, Jack. Yeah, repeater sounds really good down here tonight, so just wanted to say hello. It's been a little while, but glad to hear you out there. Hope everything's doing going well for you there. Go ahead.
Yes, Dane, everything is good here. How about you? I haven't heard you in a long time. always at about 10 o'clock, I was shouting for you. And you know what? Sometime on the 600 in the morning, it was open today and day before yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I heard you. We got a hold of each other on that, on the 600 the other time there, so that was good. Yeah, the band's real confined tonight, hearing a lot of repeaters coming through and everything, so on the amateur side too, so. Yeah, good to hear you there. Hopefully everything's going good. I think you were saying you were going to be take the test or technician test or what there, Glenn?
Ben, I'll be honest with you, I wanted to go take a test, but it was about 5:30 in the evening, and you should see, it got so black here, and it started raining, and I know that 7 o'clock it starts, but you know what, I didn't want to take a chance, because I got to drive about 35 minutes driving once, so I couldn't go. Roger?
Hell yeah, no problem there, Jack. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I'm sure you get it figured out there at some point. No problem there. So, your Tigers are doing real good there. Hopefully, we'll see what happens on the next coming series here. I don't know if you're a big baseball fan, but we'll see what happens. Should be interesting.
If you want to ask about baseball, I used to, I used to play first base. I used to play in the old days. I don't know if you know that or not. Anyhow, which is good. Yeah, everybody's doing good. Even the Lions are doing good. Excellent. Roger?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lions got it together, unlike the team around here. We'll see. Yeah, the Lions have got to take the points. They don't want to. You don't want to go for the fourth downs anymore. Just keep getting the points till make it to the Super Bowl again. Copy that.
I think that's what they're planning to do. Go to the Super Bowl. I think that's what they're trying to do. I heard that over the TV a couple of days ago. Roger.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, that's, I hope, man, that game I watched last year, that was, I really was hoping for the Lions to get in there, so. But, they'll make it, I'm sure, at some point there. Unlike the team down here, I don't know when that's going to happen, but anyway. Yeah, I'll let you go, Jack. You have a good evening. Good to talk to you again, and good to hear the repeaters nice and strong down here, so. We'll talk again. Have a good evening. WSA 847, I'll be quick.
Roger, Dan, really, honestly, good to hear from you again. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Station
out there, 544. WIUG 48, copy.
WRBL 762, Medina.
Station 762, go ahead. This is WIUG 48.
I'm bringing up a couple repeaters. I'm not sure where the repeater that you're talking on is, but I hear three different ones I'm seeing. So give it a second when I'm done talking, so the other ones can I see and I'll hear you. Good morning, or I'm sorry, good evening here. My name is Matt, and I'm in Medina.
Do me a favor, come back again with your cosign. My cosign is WIUG 48. I'm in Rochester Hills, Michigan. My name is Jack. Roger.
I copy that, Jack. I copy that. My call sign is WRVL 762 William Robert Victor Lincoln 762. I'm in Medina, Ohio, south of Cleveland and west of Akron.
That's the first time I heard you out there. I talked about Ohio. I have a few friends in Ohio too. Anyhow, the closest one by Lake Erie, talk to them like almost every day, and I just talked to a very, very good friend, Dane, which is another station out there. He's about 35 miles from Cleveland. Roger.
Yeah, I copied that loud and clear. Yeah, last night the band is up. I was talking to somebody, two gentlemen from Pike County, Kentucky, on a repeater. But, hey, thanks for coming back to me. I appreciate it. I'll let you go. I'm going to tune around here and see what else I can do. I really appreciate you coming back to me. You have a safe and good night there in Michigan. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. WRVL 762.
Don't be shy, we'll talk to you. I mean, I always talk to people. Anyhow, so anytime you like, you know, I'm up there about maybe 11:30 at night, you know. And like I say, don't be shy. Anytime, we'll talk. WIUG, 88, Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Sounds good, thank you. Appreciate that. I'll look you back up. WRVL 762, have a good night. WRVL 762, Medina.
WRVL 762 in Ohio, Seville, I think. You're making it up to Flushing, Michigan. WSDT 439. Back to you.
Station 439, WIUG 48, copy.
Absolutely.
Should have got in. You should have stayed in break. I would have gave you a break to talk to him. The first time I heard him out that way, anyhow. I used to talk to Ohio a lot. And today, really, I don't know if you know that or not, I talked to the guy in New York, Buffalo, New York. Roger.
Yeah, I heard that. I had the radio on in my living room. With my, we were watching TV with my wife. I said, I think he's over there talking to New York right now.
You know that. Anyhow, how is that kid radio doing for you?
Well, if I'm here in Flushing, fantastic. So I take it elsewhere that it gets finicky.
See if I can connect you to Ohio out that way. Station 847. Station 847. This is WIUG 48. Copy. I guess he's got. How about that station 760? Is WRBL 760 out of Ohio. This is WIUG 48, copy. No, I guess not. Let me try another station out there. How about station 297? That station out of Ohio, 297. WIUG 48, copy. sounds like everybody is gone. Anyhow, when you hear me out there talking to Ohio, break in, say break. I'll let you go ahead. You can talk to them.
Oh, roger that. I didn't want to break in and get all ruined your conversation there, though. Next time I will. I'll try to break in and see if I can reach him or not.
Look, any time, you know, get in, say break, and I let you go. Don't worry about me. I know you. Good friend. That's about it, you know what I'm saying? So do that, roger.
You said it. I'll break in next time I hear you, especially when you're talking to New York. Buffalo. I haven't done Buffalo yet.
Yeah, there's another guy comes on from New York. I have his cosign here, but you know I have to dig in, find out where. But this guy, he comes in the morning. On 625, well, I'm on 625, 675. He comes in from New York too, and really, he's got Motorola 50 watt radio, and that's how he comes in, very, very clear.
Roger that. It was funny. One morning, I was talking to Bob. And we were talking about New York, and the guy broke in. His name is Brian, and it was 607 out of New York. And he was in and out. I mean, he heard us both, and we tried catching his back. As a matter of fact, Bob was outside. He said he ran back inside, so he talked on his base, and the guy was gone already.
That's the guy I was talking to, 607, that'll be WREX 607 from Buffalo, New York. That's the guy I was talking to about maybe an hour ago or an hour and a half.
About 5 minutes ago, I was trying to, the call sign is WRVL 762.
Yes, sir, that is correct. Sorry about that, I switched over, you know, I was talking to someone local here on another frequency. And just let them go on.
Roger that. I just wanted to let you know that you were making it into Central Michigan. I'm about 10, 15 miles west of Flint, Michigan, in a little town called Flushing. And the name here is David, D-A-V-I-D. And the call sign here is Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439.
That's good, I'm making it across the pond. Nothing wrong with that. I appreciate that. I was going to turn around here and see what else I can.
Roger that, Matt. I just wanted to let you know that you're making it all the way up to Central Michigan, probably further if other people are in there. So I'm going to step aside and see if anyone else wants to contact you. Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439, we're clear with Matt, and we're clear with Jack. Thanks for getting back with me, Jack. And next time, I will break in just to get in there and see if I can catch some of those guys. Thanks again, Jack. 7-3. Bye.
No problem, anytime. Is there any station out that way?
I missed the last part of your chat again.
No problem. No problem at all. We'll talk to you, like I said, anytime you like. Day, night, or evening, whatever. WIUG, for your name's clear.
I see these repeaters are tied together. Okay. That's all I'm talking here, Cedar Michelle.
Seven, six, two. You got a pen? I'll tell you, those are all about seven repeaters connected together. And you can go on MI8, that's MI8.systems. MI8.systems. You'll see all these repeaters, and anytime somebody click, and you can tell he's clicking for a different repeater from these seven. Roger?
Yeah, I copy that long, sir. I'm hearing you on 65 on one radio, but you're on a different radio on 605. So yeah, copy all that.
No problem, sir. You have a good evening again. WIUG, for your name, clear.
The 675 repeater is in Mount Clemens, just a little north of Jack, I believe.
I heard 675 Mount Clemens. Where was the 625?
Six-two-five is in Detroit.
Okay, copy that. I don't know which one I'm getting into better. I'm on 625 now, but a second ago when I asked that, I was on 675. So, thank you for that.
Now, if you go to that website that Jack just gave you, you'll see them all. And I'm talking to you on the 462.725. Repeater in Flint.
Okay, copy that. Thank you. And that was MI.systems.
Sir.
Copy that. Thank you.
WSTD 439, clearing
you.
WRZZ873, radio check.
This is WRPB448. Go ahead, radio check.
I was just wondering how you copy me. Over.
Pretty good. Nice and clear. Pretty loud. I'm transmitting from the Flint repeater. My location is Groveland Township, and I am on a base station. My name is Kurt. Good evening. Over.
Good evening, Kurt. My name is Adam. I'm transmitting from a handheld, and I am over here off of the Detroit repeater downriver area in Lincoln Park.
Well, you're coming in pretty good for an HT. How far do you think you are from your Detroit repeater? Over.
So I'm about 50 miles away. I'm right on the edge of the repeater reception area, according to the internet or radioreference.com. Over.
Yeah, you sound pretty good. A little bit of driftage maybe, you know, could because you're walking around. But, yeah, you're making the trip to the repeater nice and clear. Over.
Copy that. I'm on a Balfang 5R. It's a Watt 1 GMR. So, I think I'm making the trip over.
Okay, I lost you right at the end there. I myself probably have the same Balfang that you're transmitting on. Pretty decent for a cheap radio, I guess. I know my neighbor's got a Yaesu. You know, you spend more, you get better. But yeah, you were cutting out there. So if I don't get you, this is WRPB448. You were loud and clear. Over.
Copy that. Maybe you can hear me better now. Yeah, I wish I had a Yaesu radio. Those are really, really good things. Those are,
what I found with the Balfang is you really got to keep an eye on the battery. Obviously, the lower it gets, the less fires it gets. But yeah, this is WRPB 448, Adam. It was a pleasure to make your acquaintance. I'll be clear on your final and help save your battery, and I'll be monitoring. Over.
Copy that. Sorry, my other radio died. I'm talking to you on my Redivis radio now. This is WRZZ873. I'll be clear.
Have a good night. I'll be monitoring. Over. WRPB 448, Jack. You were stepped on a minute ago. Over.
Yeah, so I think there was another station out that way because I heard it, then he was gone. Roger.
Copy that. I heard that too. Well, anyway, Jack, how was your day today?
Today was not bad at all. I had to work a little bit. I had to cut down a few branches from the tree because I can't get in there unless you got to cut the branches. I cut the branches and cut the grass a little bit, which is not much to cut, but I cut it a little bit more. And that's what's happened today. Roger?
Copy that. I got to go try out a new doctor today. So I had blood work done, and I got to start writing down a bunch of stuff and start all over again with a new doctor. That's how my day went. Other than that, it was a beautiful day. Over.
Oh, what is that, U of M doctor or different from Belmont or where?
Just a different doctor on my Medicaid. I don't have anything fancy, so I'm kind of limited to my options. And a lot of them are worthless, and there's always one or two that are worth finding. So I'm on that mission. Over.
Find you a family doctor. That's what you need. That is the best anyhow.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to find. But anyway, this is WRPB448 for identification. I don't know much else, Jack. I'm just going to be kicking back and monitoring tonight. So on that, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. This is WRPB448. Clear on your final.
No problem, Kurt. I will talk to you a little bit later, and good to hear you back anyhow. WIG48, clear.
WRZW447. WRZW447.
Go ahead, 447. This is 447. This is WIG48. Go ahead. Station out there, we cannot copy you at all. It might be move around, then you can find the hot spot.
Now can you hear me?
Now you sound a little bit better. Go ahead with your call sign. This is WIUG48, Rochester Hills.
WRZW447 from Martin, Ohio.
Okay, is this Bob? 447?
No, my name is David. I believe Bob is in the same group.
I didn't get that call sign anyhow. Before this, you were doing good because you're very clear, you're coming very clear. Are you on a handheld?
Yes, I am on a Baofeng GM508.
It's sounded a lot better before. We couldn't hear you at all. I'm over here in Rochester Hills, Michigan. Copy?
Copy. I am in Martin, Ohio. It's about 30 or 4 minutes from Toledo.
Okay, are you have a handheld? Are you on a handheld right now?
Copy, yes. I am on a Bayofan GM508.
Here's what you do. Put your handheld straight up in the air and you can talk to me. It'd be better off that way, then you hear, and I can hear you very clear. Just get it straight in the air. Roger?
Copy. I am hooked up to my omnidirectional antenna, so I don't know why it's having issues.
You're doing a lot better. Roger? Are you still there, 447? I didn't get that one.
WRGW447.
Oh, I can get you clear, Roger.
Yeah, I'm on a little handheld. I have a omnidirectional antenna hooked up to it.
You mean Yagi? Is that what it is?
It's a Nagoya antenna, omnidirectional.
Okay, so you got Nagoya on omnidirection. I see what you're saying. Anyhow, you're sounding good here right now, and let us stay that way. That way you can talk to everybody here. Anyhow, what you should do is visit this website, which is about 7 repeater connected to this one. I'll give you the website if you have a pen, and I'll wait for you, no problem at all. Roger?
Roger, I'm on the Detroit repeater right now talking to you.
I see what you're saying. You're on 625 repeater. Yeah, anyhow. You got to go on mi8.systems, mi8.systems. You see all these repeaters connect together. And that's why, what are you right now? You're talking to 625. You're talking to the rest of the repeaters. Roger?
Yeah, I heard you earlier. I had to figure out the tone so I could actually key in to you guys. And then I heard you say the website, and that's why I helped with the town.
That, I know what you're saying. Well, good to hear you, and anytime you like, I don't mind talking to everybody. So anytime you like, no problem at all. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG, 48, Rochester Hills, Michigan.
You as well. Enjoy your night. Martin, Ohio, WRZW 447.